Hi, I'm Nigel Baker, and you're listening to The Future Financial Advisor. We're running this podcast to create an avenue for advisors to share their thoughts and their best interests and really trying to attract those advisors who want to take the industry forward. What we want is great businesses are really making a difference and really making a big impact to their clients, and we want to know how they're doing it. So in this series, we're going to be discussing the latest digital platforms, some best practices, evidence-based investing strategies. We want to give financial advisors the tools they need to help more investors improve their financial well-being. So if you're ready to take the industry forward, modernize your advisory practice, and reach a new generation of investors and the new generation of advisors, then this show is for you.
So all our recordings and podcasts are general advice. All the content, all the people interviewing here, it's all their own opinions and all their own views. In no way does it constitute any personal advice or recommendations. If you need specific advice, please go and seek an advisor. Thanks very much.
Good morning and welcome to today's podcast. Here at Future Financial Advisor, looking to engage with advisors and talk about the things that are topical for advisory practices here in Australia and around the world. One of the very common topics with advisors is their investment philosophy and how they implement portfolios. I've always thought I was very fortunate to come across a group called Dimensional early in my career, simply because we were looking for fund managers or investment managers that didn't pay commissions. This is back in the year, maybe 2001. Bizarre concept, but there weren't many back then that didn't have some sort of upfront commission. And went along and met Dimensional, and it really changed the course of my career in terms of understanding investments a lot better and really what was going on. And at the end of the day, what's best for clients. So this is often a pretty interesting topic for advisors. There are some financial planners, advisors who are very focused on picking and choosing funds. And then there's a lot who are more about asset class and that sort of thing. And today's podcast isn't to say, we're saying right or wrong. We're just trying to understand some of the data behind it and perhaps understand that for those advisors that do use more evidence-based, or why do they use it? And that might give those sort of more active advisors the opportunity to think about it. I know when we shifted, it was challenging because a lot of advisors in the team thought that they had to go back to clients and tell them they'd been doing the wrong thing. And it was actually the opposite. The clients were more than impressed with this new research, and this might be create better outcomes for them. At the end of the day, it comes down to a personal decision. So what am I here to do? I'm here to help clients, and I'm here to make sure they get investment outcomes that suit them and that they get the best possible return, and that we can say that with reliability. We don't want to turn around next year and say, that manager underperformed, or now we have to swap that manager. And there's also costs. In Australia, the average fund manager, active manager, is charging 100 basis points, and the Dimensionals and Vanguards and the lower cost funds are charging a lot less. And that's a big difference. I mean, that often there can be 80 basis points difference. That's a big factor, but it's also about the chance of return. So then on the active side, the financial planner will often say to me, but these fund managers outperform and it's worth it. And so I just like to look at the evidence, and the way we explain that to clients is, let's just look at the data, because at the end of the day, we just want to do what's right for clients. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter if they're active or passive, as long as they're getting the right outcome. So all we want to do is look at the evidence and say, is there a high probability that they're going to reach their outcomes using active funds, or is there a higher probability they're going to get their outcome using lower cost, dimensional style, Vanguard, ETF, lower cost funds? And what's our philosophy around that? And if we can communicate that consistently, repeatedly, make it really, really, really robust, because at the end of the day, we've got a governance role and a fiduciary role. So we've got to do this so that we're making sure that everything's as safe and sound as possible, and there's a lot of thought and research behind all the data. So one of the sites I like to use as part of that research is the Standard & Poor's SPIVA site. Now, if you haven't seen this site, I'm going to share it with you. It's publicly available. You don't have to have a password to access all this. But I am surprised how few advisors reach you. So this site, I think you can see it now, is got all the data about the results by region for different funds. So it's all research about the performance of active managed funds. So in the US, it's saying that 82% of funds underperformed the S&P 500. So you think, okay, maybe that's just a US thing. In Canada, 83%. Mexico, 88.89%. We can keep going through all these different countries. So this data is quite amazing. 84.77% in Europe. And come along here to Australia, where you think, okay, a bit of a smaller market, surely the active managers have a bit of chance here, perhaps 85.8% of funds. So I look at that and think, whether I believe in active management or not, that's not giving my clients a great chance of success. And have I really got the ability to pick those, 15% of funds that are going to outperform over the next 10, 15 years? Well, that's that's putting things to chance. And actually, the stats actually get worse, because in these stats, if you look at the academic research, as they start to pile through this data, the reality is in 10, 15 years, that 15% is actually a fair bit lower. It ends up being a couple of percent. Now, for those who believe in active management, that's fine. We're not here to argue and throw bricks at each other, but that's just the stats. That's just the data. So, you know, and we've seen it time and time again, the Platinums and the Magellans charging 135 basis points, if not more, and they might outperform for a few years, but then they come crashing down. And that's very, very common. And it's not because they're bad or crooks. It's just because it's difficult to keep outperforming. You talk to any manager, over a quiet drink or something, they'll tell you how hard it is. Like, it's not an easy game. It sounds like it should be a lot easier. So we just flip around and say, what's the best thing for clients? And so we look at the data. We groups like Dimensional and Vanguard have got so much information and data that helps you communicate this with clients. And it just leads to much better outcomes, a consistent, reliable approach, something that the whole team can really get behind. And, you know, I get advice saying, so what are you talking about then? Well, at the end of the day, most meetings, to be honest, are not. We don't talk about investments a lot, even though we spend a lot of time understanding this and researching markets and really understanding how it works and the optimal outcomes. But the client meetings come down a lot more to what their goals are, what's going on in their lives, and how their portfolio is leading to that outcome, and that they're going to be okay. So when there's market volatility, we're not sitting there chopping and changing. Our Arch Capital practice, when there is market volatility, sometimes I get a bit worried, because we generally don't get calls on the Monday after a market crash like last week, a correction, so to speak. Now, is that because they don't care? Hopefully it's because we're communicating so regularly and consistently around the philosophy, and we've got the asset allocation right, that we're not having to make knee-jerk reactions. We're not saying, now we've got to get out of this and into that and swap that manager to that manager. So if you're an advisor who uses this approach, hopefully this will make sense. If you're an advisor who doesn't use this approach, it's just worth investigating a bit further and deeper and opening your mind to it, and not thinking, well, it's an awkward conversation with clients. It's actually a really positive conversation with clients, and it can actually, I believe, make your practice a lot better. So I hope that's been useful. Please leave any comments, subscribe to our podcast, and happy to take any questions. Good. If you agree, if you don't agree, even better. Let's chat about it, and we'll learn from each other. Thanks for listening in.
You've been listening to The Future Financial Advisor. So if you've been enjoying the show, please make sure to share it with your network and leave a review on your favorite listening platform. Or if you've got some ideas or thoughts or would like to come on as a guest or know someone who would be a great guest, then please let me know. To learn more about Scientium, just go to our website, scientium.com.au, or look me up on LinkedIn. Look forward to speaking with you, and see you on the next episode.